go with them. That's 97. Says, I gotta go to that graduation. My sister's gonna graduate, and you know, my daddy died, and I gotta be there. So I'll see you all tomorrow. And he said, wait a minute. And he got out of his pocket and took the $50 and he was going to give it to him. She had $485 when she graduated, plus all the gifts she had. It's just like her wedding. The things she got for her wedding. She had a new hall. God knows I'm not lying. You can go somewhere and talk about it and they'll tell you. She went to a new hall, full to the top, and on my bed before you leave, I want you to look and send it all, but you can bring a new for her again.
She'll bring gifts.
She's not there, but she, when she comes, she'll have to take them. And then I have a friend in Houston who sent her $50 cash. I cash did it for yesterday. I'm going to send it to her. Well, really, we are people that's very friendly. And I don't have no enemies. I'm friendly with everybody. So, and I made friends when I was working at school there, and the mother used to come and talk with me for the children. They had some children that was sick. I said, give them their medicine and things like that. And that's how you make friends. Some of them would come with their medicine, put it in the icebox. Some would come with a cold. They had to have cold. They had to have orange juice. They had this and that. I always took care of the children. And when I left the children, I'm telling you, they could get hard. So when I retired, Miss White, she's the boss from the cafeteria. She went to the principal and said, now look, Miss Colleen Ciccozola can come here and eat Monday through Friday. She can come eat here for nothing. So don't forget that. And then in front of all the ladies who were working with me, she told them that she said, Miss Colleen can walk in here and eat anytime she wants. I was very nice, I mean, but I don't have to go there. The youth center is right there. I go right there and talk with all the folks. And then they don't want to believe that I'm 66 years old. When I tell them I'm 66 years old, they say that I just want to be with the old folks. But I'm not going to say, well, I wish I wouldn't be, but I am. But in Lafayette, I can't make a living. Well, your mama didn't tell you how old you were, honey. You're not 66. They don't believe me. I say, well, I know I am. I said, I was born in 1911. I said, I know I am 66. I never leave myself go. I work all the time. I don't stay. As long as I've been staying here, right there, just talking with you, I can never sit still. I gotta go. If I'm not outside, I'm inside. If I'm not inside, I'm outside. I always something to do. Now I got my bucket in the middle of the room over there to go mop my room. I've been mopping yet. I guess I'll be late tonight when I'm mopping.
I'll help you.
A friend of mine called me. She wants me to go to the bingo with her. The bingo's at 6:30. I don't know if I'm going or not.
What do you put in the top of a bottle? How long time ago you put them?
As a bottle, they had cork put on there and saw it. So I can remember. I can remember they used to have a bottle with some with hot pepper. Put them in with vinegar, and then they had the cork in there. Put the cork in there. And they had this jaw like they got these days. It wasn't like that over there. But they don't go too far, no. Bread.
Did you ever see those musical instruments that people would play in your mouth?
Harmonica?
What about the ones that they would?
No, I never saw the one with that, but I had an old aunt that used to play the harmonica, and I guarantee she wasn't fooling around with it either. We used to go to the dance, an old dancing hall, right there by the one you call Louis Ciccozola. Well, his grandfather had a big hall, and she would come and play the harmonica for us to dance. Oh, she was really good singer.
Made good.